This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Okay, I feel like I could make the Cowboys a clear Super Bowl favorite. We just have to borrow an idea from baseball, or maybe we borrow something from years gone by in the world of football. Let me ask you guys a question. How important do you think it is to win the Super Bowl, to win a championship in any given sport? Do you think it's more important than everything else to win a championship in sports?
I know this sounds like a simple question, but I'm not understanding the question.
Yeah. No, it's as a simple one. Yeah.
As in, do I think it's important to win the Super Bowl or win the NBA championship?
Yeah, Super Bowl, I do. World Series.
Yes. I do think like it.
That's why you play.
Yeah. Is that the most important thing, or do you think like the feelings of star players or the marketability of star players is the most important thing?
Oh gosh, from a fan's perspective, winning the championship.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, yeah. I was like, wait, it's like those commercials I see. This is a trick question. They're like, no, it's not a trick question. It's a very simple one. But I thought you had something else. Like,
No, I'm just kind of.
I feel like you might be setting me up for something.
I'm setting you up for something. Oh, okay. Like, I am.
Sorry.
But I have another question here. Do you believe the Cowboys would do anything, bring in any player who's available who hasn't either committed a crime against women or wants to protest injustice? They would bring in anybody out there
that's not
a criminal.
They used to.
Or not a protester. They would, right? Jerry would tell us, I'll bring anybody. I'll do anything to get us another Super Bowl, right?
Because we can rehabilitate them.
They have not, I guess.
Well, they said they can rehabilitate them. They got a staff.
Yeah.
They got people they can help. In other words, if they think this guy not only has talent, but it's worth it because we can actually help him, they'll use that angle.
Yeah. So they'll even go as far as bringing in a guy that's been – you know, heavily accused of stuff or has done things in his past. So I just wanted to make sure that we were putting the Super Bowl in its proper place as the ultimate prize in American sports, because I have an idea and I consider it a less than 1% probability. But I think the reason it's so improbable is because football hasn't decided this is one of their ideas that they're going to do. And in the world of football, there's so much machismo and there's so much wanting to be right that as soon as the right way to do things is established, everybody just goes wrong. Oh, yeah, that's it. My idea is, and this is crazy now that I'm prepared to say it, but why not have essentially a relief pitcher in baseball, right? For a long time in baseball, pitchers pitched the whole game. At some point, baseball came around and said, hey, we figured out this isn't the best way to win these games. The best way is to get you out sooner. And it continues to get sooner and sooner and sooner to the point now that starting pitchers aren't even starting games. Well, actually, we're going to go with the reliever here for the first couple of innings, and then you're going to – why not have a first and goal quarterback? Now, I'm going to bring this up, right, and people are going to say, oh, that's a horrible idea. Tony's never coming back, right? But – If you have no problem getting it down to inside the 10, inside the 5-yard line, and you continuously are failing at that part of it, and we're trying everything, defenses are saying you can't hand it to Zeke, you can't keep it, we're ready for both of those. No, I'm sorry, in a 10-yard space, you're going to have to actually throw it into a sea of our defenders, and it is completely paralyzed our offense. Now, to the extent, now, some of you are going to say, well, you know, we've had drops and it's not coming along and everything. I tell you what, I am really excited about a lot of things that are happening with the Cowboys, but I don't see an answer to the first and goal problem. Now, the great thing is Dak's just the guy to be okay with this, I believe. He would be high-fiving Tony Romo, because who is Dak? He is the ultimate team guy, ultimate smile on my face, and it would have to work for Tony Romo too, because with him, the reason your career ended is because why? We thought you were going to get hurt. Now we're in a situation where the moon and stars have aligned. The last two times we got here, we thought we were opening a long-term window. The very next year, we were back to bad. This might be the opportunity of a lifetime to finish this fight. Also, you know, we never have really given you Tony's job. We were just worried about him getting hurt. Okay, so you have that thing. The response to this, I tell you what, I'm already starting to see it on Twitter, is just conditioning of what people have been told or what our football culture believes. And that is, it's silly. It could never happen. It hasn't happened. But there's no real reason it couldn't work other than nobody's ever done it. And the team will continue to say, oh, no, no, we would never do this because obviously it would create a tremendous distraction. But if they came out and said, Tony Romo is our first and goal quarterback, here's my question for you since I started the segment with this.
Okay.
Wouldn't that give you the best opportunity to win the Super Bowl? Super Bowl is the most important thing now. Remember what we said 5 minutes ago. The Super Bowl is the most important thing, not Dak's feelings. Not what the organization is saying. Not Tony Romo used to get hurt all the time. We're going for the Super Bowl here, and that is your best opportunity to win it.
Okay, so you're saying that they should call Tony Romo today and say, Tony, we want you to be our, I think, red zone quarterback might even be a better term, just because it seems like once we get inside the 20, it's a super struggle too. So
10, 25, yeah. Call it okay. What you want. I want more touchdowns when we're down there.
Okay, I guess so.
Okay.
I'm not as big. Look, I'll once again say this. It ticks off a lot of people. I'm not as big a Tony Romo fan as I guess I should be. I thought that he had major struggles in big time situations, and I know he won some games to put us at 8-7 to give us a chance to make the playoffs. But he has the most fourth quarter comebacks. I know Ben can spout out a lot of things in my face, and there's nothing I can do because there's stats that say he was clutch.
Yeah.
But I just felt
it's the gunslinger part.
I just felt like in sometimes big situations he came up really short for the Dallas
Cowboys.
So
you think he would still possibly shoot you in the foot?
Okay. Yeah,
I like that.
But
I like that perspective.
I hate doing that because it ticks off a lot of Cowboys.
You're bringing
fans.
Up a valid point because, you know, I always make the same argument. His hero is Brett Favre. Both of them were in Wisconsin at the same time. Tony Romo will throw a pick because he feels like I can make every pass. And if Brett Favre had never won a Super Bowl, they would have been saying different things about Brett Favre as well.
Okay, great points. Now, I want you to keep one other thing in mind. This is the same league that is the most behind in analytics and new ideas of all the American sports, and it's not even close. In game trends, it's a league that just brought John Gruden back, and he's openly saying, I'm taking this thing back to the 90s. You have the Chiefs, Rams, and Saints, and Patriots, last year the Eagles, but not this year the Eagles, running circles offensively around the NFL just because they're paying attention to analytics.
Out-scheming them.
What to do on first and
okay, I'm going to go down that path with you because, like you said, on paper, you're asking people to think outside of the box and not be saying, this won't work. This won't work. Think outside of the box. That's what's happening with Andy Reid in Kansas City. That's what's happening with LA Rams, with these young coordinators using college plays. So follow me on this one small thing because it's going to back up what you're saying.
You know I'm following you because you guys have been following me very nicely for 7 minutes.
Yeah, so
I'm all over your trail.
Give me one minute.
Yeah. No, you got it.
To explain how it could happen.
Yeah.
Now,
this is fun.
I don't think realistically it would happen with Romo this season. But let me explain this because it all starts with college. If it worked in college, then these NFL coaches, they'll start trying to use it. It actually worked in college at OU. 5 years ago, Bob Stoops had a quarterback who was only in there on 10-yard line, 5-yard line, goal line situations. His name was Bell. This Blake Bell. Blake Bell had 24 touchdowns. And he was a big guy like Roethlisberger.
I remember Chris Leak and Tim Tebow did it.
Yeah,
Tebow did Florida.
But the deal was just like that. But he was big like Roethlisberger, and the deal was he could throw it and he could run it. Hmm. And nobody knew what he would do. This guy counted for 24 touchdowns, and they brought him in on these first and goal or first and 10. And again, I'm not saying you have to have a big guy and it has to be a Tebow. Yeah. I like what you're saying because in reality, why not? But to me, it has to start in the college ranks before these fogies in the NFL will do it.
No, and you bring up college, but I mean, that's a place that would rotate quarterbacks. Even Herman was talking about the possibility of Bouchelle and Ellinger.
Yep, you know, down at UT.
And that's been going on. I mean, didn't Troy rotate or no? It
They've
was
had
Roger.
A slash in the NFL ranks. Remember slash?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, there's examples of it through history. Would be my major point that
it's
you
not
have,
impossible.
You've had this over the years, and it's been considered that's not a good way to do it. So it's kind of got pushed into the corner. I'm just trying to bring that back.
I got you. Let me. I'll go down your path here, Gavin, because I'm now going to ask you another question, which I don't know. I'm interested in your answer. How do you think Jerry Jones is going to be able to convince Tony Romo to be the red zone quarterback for, I assume he can't do it this week, but for the last 2 weeks of the season and then in the playoffs?
Okay, Tony, you know, if it was up to me, I'd bring you back and make you the player. But we all think you're going to get hurt. And even when they talk to me about it, I think, yeah, if you played 16 games, you'd get hurt. If you played 16 quarters, we couldn't make. But like this, we're asking you to hike, take a few steps back, and then if you're under pressure, either throw it out of the end zone. But we need you to have – you get three chances to throw a touchdown down here in the red zone. You're not going to get hurt like this. You know, I think that's the – That's the thing for Tony Romo. You don't have to worry about getting hurt. This makes us the favorite to win it. And here's the third thing. Okay. You know Dak could be struggling at halftime in one of these games. Okay. Once we get in the playoffs, all bets are off. This is what I need to say to get it through to Steven and Jason, though.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, I'm just going to throw this out here to keep going, to keep going crazy. Tony just says, man, I love the job I have, and I don't want to do it. Would you then call up Peyton Manning to do this?
Nah. Peyton Manning can't move.
Yeah,
he can't feel his fingers. He can't feel his fingers.
Wait a second. Now we're going to go back to reality on where human bodies are at.
Great point.
He did play in 2015 and did win the Super Bowl, and I know he did not have a good year.
He could not feel his fingertips.
But he's had 3 years to recover.
I like it. I'll give him a tryout.
So I'm just saying, like, I mean, I'm just wondering. I know your basis around Tony Romo, and I totally get it, because he hasn't won a Super Bowl. This is his team. He didn't go play for another team. I'm just wondering, you know, how many kind of quarterbacks recent retired that are, you know, I know Peyton's going to the Hall of Fame and Tony's going to have a tough time getting in, but, you know, I just wonder, like, if you'd be like, fine, Tony, you don't want to do it. I'm calling up Mr. Insurance Guy.
Who's
Peyton,
next?
Can you get off that bus with the country singer guy and do this for us?
Well, hopefully Dak goes out there over the next couple of games and does what we, you know, think he's capable of in the red zone, but we're not sure of right now.
You mean, hand it to Zeke?
First of all, they're so focused on the read option down there now.
They sure are. My goodness.
For 2 years, when we got in the red zone, it was just time for Dak to bully people 12 yards into the end zone, and it was glorious. But now, and I think if you give Dak 3 or 4 more years, he's going to figure this out. So you tell him, listen, it's not that we don't think you'll ever be able to do this. We just have a fight to finish right now. It's been too damn long.
I'll tell you what's amazing is when people discredit Emmitt Smith's touchdowns, or when people look at Dez and be like, yeah, but where's the other stuff? And then you get a team like this Dallas Cowboy team that's going to make the playoffs, can make a playoff run. And we can't figure out when we get to the 10-yard line and we have 3 downs to make it, or we're at the 3-yard line and have 3 downs to make it.
We can't
make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how Emmett, well, whatever, Michael took it down the 2-4.
Right, he just like, ran it in for 1 yard.
It's like, or it was the offensive
line.
How hard
was
that? Well, Zeke's having a tough time getting in, and I know he doesn't have, you know, Emmett's prime offensive line, but it's like, he can't get in, and Dak can't freaking throw it to him, and it's just like, and Dez would have those 14 touchdowns, and he was discredited for it. Well, whatever, you know, and maybe it was.
Yeah, I think those are all good points.
It's really tough, I guess, to score touchdowns when we think it's easy to score touchdowns. When it's easy, we think it's easy. When it's hard, we're like, son of a gun, it's hard.
It's impossible. Maybe it just comes down to the offensive line, and maybe that's what you tell Dak, too. Like, listen, man, when you had Trav and Tyron and Zach and everybody was good, you know, we could get it in. We'll be able to get you back in next year. As soon as Trav's back in there, he's going to plow you through in touchdown city, baby. But right here, let's get this done. We are talking about a quarterback tag team. Could you imagine big old smile on Dak's face? He just held a 90-yard drive. He high-fives Tony. He runs in there. You know, it doesn't have to be an adversarial type thing.
Right.
It can be a vibey and feel-good type deal.
Yeah.
All right. What
it was
else?
Fun.
Okay. Good. Good. I'm glad it was fun and not miserably annoying.
I just
or something
thought of
like
one
that.
Quick little baby step that they've done.
That's
this
I'm
past
surprised
year.
They didn't want Witten
well,
back.
Exactly. Hey, the Baltimore Ravens, before they made Jackson their full time quarterback, they had him in there with Flacco for a couple of plays. Like I said, that's baby steps And there was the option of, is he going to run it? He might throw it. Well, yeah, just saying schematically.
All right, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. The Dallas Mavericks in action tonight. Mm-hmm. We've talked a few times about that, and it's an opportunity to get a little revenge on the Suns like they did last night against the Atlanta Hawks. What do you guys think of owners threatening to leave a city if they don't get the money for a new stadium? Because that's what Phoenix is doing now.
Yeah. Sure is.
He's asking for $150 million, sight unseen, from the city council. They're like, can you do a cost-benefit analysis? He's like, no, I just want $150 mil, or I could leave to Vegas or Seattle.
Isn't that something? He's leveraging two sites that are very realistic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, heck, I think the NBA would be happy to go into either of those
one
cities.
Of them.
I just
that's
think
so wrong.
Phoenix supports good teams.
They do.
Yeah.
You just have to be good.
Yeah. I think we're very lucky here in DFW, to, especially as sports fans, to have so many voters that think like us.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's like, man, this is unfair. And I hate that the billionaires are doing it. But if they come with their hand out, I'm like, all right, here's my vote. Here's my check.
Yeah.
Just don't take away the teams, because for us and a high percentage of people, the teams are very important to quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess for Phoenix, I guess they have kind of that Dallas-Fort Worth vibe where I'm surprised that he wouldn't just say, well, then I'll get a new stadium in Glendale.
Yeah, in the suburbs.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I'll go where the Cardinals are. I'll go where the hockey team is, where the Phoenix Coyotes are. We'll just build a brand new stadium out there, because they're building out there for me, because Dallas-Fort Worth has so many options. When Jerry got told no about redoing the Cotton Bowl, he's like, then that's fine. I'll go to Arlington, and Frisco wants to give me something.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that he's saying I have to move it out of the Phoenix area. I get it. It's downtown. I've been in that stadium.
Nice.
You know, Chris has been in there.
Lots
it's nice, but it's not. The
you know,
AAC
it doesn't have the luxury
better.
Box. It does not have the luxury.
And probably
boxes.
5 years from now, the AAC will not be the home of the Dallas Mavericks. It might be there. Hey, they're going to be building a new stadium.
Cuban said he's going to build a new stadium, but since everybody's going to the suburbs, he's going to own Dallas. So it's going to be somewhere in the downtown Dallas area.
He's bought up a lot of real
estate.
Yes,
he has.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.